Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I appreciate your energetic presence for this show. We're going to have a wonderful topic today with my guest, Susanna Kennedy. She is going to guide you through soul purpose activation with a free mini workshop. She is generously sharing her talents and her gifts, and we are going to move through three steps for activation. And this is going to be really powerful and inspiring. I recommend that you keep this episode handy and that you also check out some of Susanna's offerings, which I'm going to share with you in just a little bit. Before we get started, I just have a few announcements to share with you. For those of you who are writing a book, you already are a published author, you have something out there, or you are just a heart-based creator, an artist of some sort, I want you to know that I am going to be launching in April a brand new free program. It's called Author Awesomeness, and these are going to be free online courses that you can connect with throughout 2014. And I am going to help you connect to the success of publishing, the success of your project, taking something out into the world, expanding it, getting it out there. These are, again, free online courses, and you'll want to sign up on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, and join there. I'll be sending out more information as April approaches, but I want you to know that it's time now for so many of us to get out there in a bigger capacity, and I want to help you do that. I have over 15 years of marketing support. All of my books have been bestsellers, and I have connected with thousands of people around the globe, and I want you to have access to those resources and knowledge. So check that out. And as you can tell by my voice, I'm quite excited. And then another thing on the website is that I'm now offering some monthly guidance downloads. These are MP3 recordings that you download onto your device, and they're filled with guidance for the month ahead. So right now, for example, for March 2014, there is a daily meditation, some exercises you can do, astrology, and energetic insights, some focuses on implementing your ego mind's gifts, why you'll want to connect with a tribe or group energy in March, all kinds of good stuff. So these downloads are available on the website, and you will see that March and April are now active, and May and June are coming soon. They've been popular so far. So check those out if you're looking for some more energetic insights about how to make the most of this time period. April is actually one of the biggest, most energetic months of 2014. This is astrologically speaking, and I want you to feel powerful and in charge and ready for the transformations that you are ready for. So those are my announcements, and now I'm very excited to introduce you to Susanna Kennedy. She is gifted with the ability to activate and empower people on their soul purpose mission. This is especially important if you are a starseed, lightworker, empath, indigo, if you connect with any of those energetic understandings around your soul purpose. Susanna is going to map out the three steps to get you on track to bringing forth your soul gifts and fulfilling your mission. And today, she will walk us through the first step and reveal the six core issues you must deprogram from your subconscious mind before you can progress further. Because it's in our subconscious, right, where a lot of these energies and core issues are activated. So Susanna is going to conduct a mini workshop to help you identify your core issues. You'll want to grab paper and pen if it's not handy. You'll use it later. And if you don't have it handy right now, you can come back and listen to this program when you do have pen and paper handy. And this is going to be, I'm clapping my hands. I'm excited because Susanna's steps are going to be very clear. It's a clear step-by-step action plan that we've been looking for, right? We need to make things simple for ourselves. So this is what she's going to share with us. And let me tell you a little about Susanna. She is known as the Graceful Transformation Expert. She is the author of the book Sacred Union, Pathway to Paradise, and host of Reality Crafting with Susanna on the One World Puja Network. She's known as one of the top 24 New Thought leaders in the world and is a frequent guest speaker on the topics of conscious evolution, energy medicine, healing, relationship, empowerment, and transformation. As a visionary and reality architect, Susanna offers a grounded, systemic approach to moving through accelerated change with grace and ease. In 1997, Susanna experienced a spontaneous consciousness awakening that changed her life completely. With her new level of consciousness, she has been able to tap into the universal intelligence and access information, wisdom, and technology to serve humanity in these changing times. In 1998, Susanna left a successful 15-year career as a corporate training consultant to establish Reality Crafting Institute, which is dedicated to the graceful transformation of humanity and the restoration of paradise on earth. She is recognized as a leader in the evolution of human consciousness and specializes in graceful transformation. Susanna's work has touched more than 100,000 people in the past 2 years alone. More and more people throughout the world are implementing her highly effective consciousness technology. Her program has proven so effective that she is now responding to requests to offer certification training for healing practitioners. So if this is you and you strongly resonate with what Susanna is offering, keep that in mind that she's going to be offering a certification healing program. You will want to stay all the way to the end of this show because Susanna will have a special gift and offer that she has prepared just for us, and you will be able to activate your mission today more fully. So welcome, Susanna. Thank you for being here.
Aloha, Molly. Aloha to everyone. I am so grateful to be here, and thank you for your invitation.
Yes,
it's really a pleasure.
You know, I don't know if it's my end, but I could just barely hear you. So I just want to make sure that you come through loud and clear. Okay. So, Susanna, you emphasize graceful transformation, such a powerful phrase, graceful transformation as the key to your approach. Can you share with us what you mean by graceful transformation?
Yes, well, the word transformation, how's my volume now? Is it better?
Yes, it's better. Thank you.
Great, great. Transformation, it means big change, not little incremental changes. And as you know, we're going through a planetary transformation at this time. We're moving from third dimension to fifth and higher dimensions. We are going from a two-strand being to a 12-strand. There's so much huge transformation going on. So that's what I'm talking about with transformation. Now, graceful, well, I'll give you an example of a non-graceful transformation just so you understand the difference. So non-graceful would be you're getting intuitive messages or thoughts that tell you to make a change, and you don't make them because you're too busy, because you're not sure if you're really hearing, you know, you're doubting the intuition, because of all kinds of different reasons, you don't do it. And so after getting these messages a few times, each time louder and louder, the universe or your own higher self decides to take matters into your own into its own hands and makes the change for you. And this can often feel like having the rug pulled out from underneath your feet. So when you're not aligned with the truth of who you are and you're not aligned with your soul purpose, then your higher self will go ahead and do something that will help to get you aligned more quickly. And this is often can feel like something coming out of left field, and we can often feel like the victim of unknown circumstances and, you know, lose relationships that are no longer in alignment with us, or jobs or places or all illness, all kinds of things to get our attention and to get us aligned. So graceful transformation would be to really understand that we are going through a transformation, and that there are changes to our subconscious and our consciousness that we need to make, and getting the support and the guidance and creating the space in our life to do that, and to getting as much support and guidance as you can to go through that process. And that would be a graceful transformation. So, Molly,
beautiful.
That is different.
Yes, and that is so beautiful, because I think that so many listeners really resonate with this understanding and they get it, and we are open to being graceful in our lives, especially with transformation. So, Susanna, can you please tell us, how did you discover that you are a starseed? And can you even explain that for some people who don't know what that concept is and what that means?
Yes, I'd be happy to. And just one question, I forgot to ask you this. How long do we have together today?
We have an hour or more.
Okay.
We can go a little over. Usually the program is an hour long. So, but if we go a little longer than that, then we can adjust and we won't get cut off.
Okay, wonderful. So, in answer to your question, I think I figured it out early. When I was a young child, to me, everything was alive. The plants, the animals, my dolls and toys, even the furniture, everything was alive and talking to me. And it's like Snow White in a Disney movie. And my dolls would tell me things that no one else seemed to know. And these things would come true. And this really freaked out my mother. It really scared her. And my father would just roll his eyes and say, "She's got a very active imagination," you know. And I could tell by his tone that he didn't believe me. And that really hurt. And so when I asked my dolls why he couldn't hear and see things the way that I did, they told me that he didn't believe that they were alive. So they weren't real to him. So the connection between what people believe and what they experience in their reality has always been a fascination to me. And even from that point of being 3 or 4 years old. Now, when I was 6, something happened that shut everything down. My mother lost sight of me in the backyard, and it was a summer day. She came rushing out. She was in a hysterical panic, and she found me around the other side of this big sand pile. And she grabbed my shoulders and hugged me and shook me and cried and yelled. And but as she was doing it, this big missile of energy went from her chest into mine. And my little body just hunched forward at that impact. Now, I didn't understand it at this time, but years later, during a healing session with an intuitive, I learned that she had transferred a repressed memory of her childhood when she was six and her grandfather abused her. And when she couldn't find me, that triggered that repressed memory. And so all that fear, she was afraid that I was in danger, and that's why she was in such a panic. And so it was during that healing session when I knew that a lot of what we carry inside of us isn't even from our own experience. And some of our defensive, constrictive behaviors come from our parents' experience, or maybe even our ancestors further back, because these traumas can be passed down through generations. Now, that experience shut down my emotional body, and it shut down, and I lost my ability to hear and see my magical friends, who I knew then, but then it got shut down. But I knew then that they were my family, that they were my star family. And what had been happening was that I was being taken on the ships. And that's why my mother couldn't find me, because I actually wasn't there for a while. And so that's when I became aware of myself as a starseed. So, you know, I just invite people now to just feel into and think about what you're carrying around in your subconsciousness from your ancestors. And one of the jobs that we have as starseeds is to clear our bloodlines. And starseeds, by the way, you did ask this question, I just remembered. Starseeds are people who are here on a mission to help this planet in her transformation and humanity. So most of the people on the planet, the majority, are here because this is a great place for soul evolution. And they're working through their karma, and this is just a great place to do that. Starseeds would be people who've already mastered a level of that, and they are coming here specifically to help at this time. So they're here in service. So if you feel like you're not from here, if you feel like you've been, oh, I used to feel so misplaced in my family, and they acknowledged it too. They even joked that I was adopted, which I wasn't, but I was just so different than they were, and I knew things that they didn't know, and I understood things about the way reality worked and in ways that they didn't, and so I always felt like an outcast. So starseeds tend to feel that way. They feel isolated, alone, like they know something that everyone else doesn't seem to know. And that feeling of service, I'm here for a purpose. So, and one of the jobs that we come in with is to clear our bloodlines, and not only the genetics from this body in this lifetime and our ancestors in this lifetime, but through all the bloodlines and all the incarnations that we've been party to over our soul evolutionary journey. So, you know, the whole shows like Star Wars and Star Trek and Stargate and Battlestar Galactica, those are all, they're not fantasy. They're real memories of experiences that we've had. And so there's been lots of karma and energy that we've come to clear now in this time. So back to your question, how did I launch my starseed mission? Well, I'm going to fast forward a bit. And my parents were married in the 50s, so as a little girl, I was programmed to get married and have children. And fast forwarding again to 1997, I had been married for 22 years. I got married when I was 19, by the way. And I had two great kids. They were in their late teens. And I received my Master of Science degree in instructional and performance technology. And I was designing training programs in the corporate world. And the work was very natural to me, and I did very well. And I achieved a pretty high level of success in that. But before I left, training that I designed had been gone out to over 50,000 people in 104 different countries and translated into 14 different languages. So, but even with all of this success, I wasn't feeling fulfilled. And by this time, my children were in their late teens and always out with their friends, never at home. My husband and I had been drifting apart, and we hardly had anything to say to each other anymore. And I had this ache in my heart, and I kept asking myself, was I really put on this earth to teach men how to run car dealerships? I was in the corporate world in Detroit, so I was working with the car companies. Anyway, it didn't feel like that's what I was here to do. And I kept asking, you know, is that what I'm here for? What am I here for? And in answer to that question, I woke up one Saturday morning with this intense, fiery energy moving up my spine in waves. And my backbone was actually kind of undulating on the bed. And it was scary and fiery. And I cried out, oh my God, what's happening to me? And I heard a voice. And the voice very calmly said, you're giving birth to yourself. Just breathe. So I did the Lamaze breath, the birthing breath. And it lasted for about an hour and a half. And when it was done, I felt like a completely different person. And I knew that whoever I thought I was up until that moment was not who I really was. And I could sense this vastness of my being. And I recognized that my former self-identity, who I thought I was just a collection of programmed beliefs. And I could see them. I could see them like a network in the cells of my body. And I knew that I needed to somehow delete this programming from my cells if I wanted to be the true, real me and do what I came here to do. Because with this shift, there came a really strong knowing and drive that I was here for a mission, for a purpose, and I needed to find out what it is and get doing that. And it was like I was so driven that everything else just kind of fell away. And I realized that this new, improved, expanded version of me had just been birthed into my body. And my emotional body opened back up, and my abilities to hear my star family and see energy returned. So I was ecstatic about that. And I was guided to a man named Adam David, who had a healing modality that helped me to deprogram my subconscious and detoxify my emotional body. And that, in turn, raised my vibration. And going through that detox allowed me to gracefully walk out of my old life and create a whole new one. And I got certified in Adam's healing modality in Sedona, Arizona, and I actually moved there. And synchronicity expanded so much that everything seemed magical again. And people were attracted to these deprogramming sessions, and the energy flowed so naturally that a healing practice just quickly kind of grew up around me. And my intuition and my inner guidance prompted me to visit many sacred sites around the world. And in these sites, I received information and activation and sacred initiations. And, yeah, as a matter of fact, I spent about 2 years and about $100,000 following my guidance on this. But it was so worth it. Because after receiving an information download in a cathedral in Chartres, France, my guidance told me to consider myself pregnant and that a gift for the world was going to be born through me. And sure enough, about 9 months to the date, I birthed a consciousness technology that allows me to help others to embody their own human divinity gracefully. And it was at this point that I moved here to the island of Kauai. And over the next year, I used my skills that I had developed as an instructional designer to take this download of energy from the higher dimensions and all the activations and all the initiations and organize them into a step-by-step program to help as many people as possible on their pathway to paradise. And I went through the program myself first, of course. And when it was complete, I was ready to call in my sacred union partner. And within 6 weeks of calling, my beloved Casey answered the call. He came all the way from St. Louis to this little island in the middle of the Pacific and found me. And we've been together for 12 years now. And we're absolutely loving our version of paradise on earth. So, Molly, that is the story of how I received this information and why I'm sharing it with the world.
It's beautiful, and you touched on so many themes that a lot of people can relate to in terms of feeling like an outcast in your family, not understanding why relationships are changing, opening up to more of your natural energy and your gifts. And it's just right on par with so many experiences that people are moving through right now. And it's just awesome to hear someone's story about this, their personal story, because it validates what we're going through on so many levels, Susanna. So thank you for, answering your mission and sharing this with us, because it's such a, it offers so many connection points. And one thing that that, you know, comes up is the steps we need to take to activate our mission and how we can go through the necessary transformation gracefully. Because I think if we ask people listening, most people would raise their hand and say, yes, please sign me up for the graceful transformation approach. So what are the steps we can take right now to activate this soul purpose energy?
Well, there's three major steps, and then within them, some minor steps along the way. But the three major steps are, first, you have to deprogram your subconscious mind and detoxify your emotional body, and that will raise your vibration. And for that, I've created the Emotional Mental Detox Program. And then the second step is to embody and express your human divinity, your soul purpose. We're all divine. And to have that sacred union of your divinity with your body. You know, our divine DNA is inside of us, and it can be lying dormant, or it could be have some breaks in the coding. So it's just waiting for activation and healing of that coding, and for us to learn how to use the features and benefits of this new being, this divine human that we are. So I have a program that I developed for that, and that's the one that I got downloaded from in Charts, and that is called the Divine Human Upgrade Program. And then once we have embodied our divinity, we're ready to express our soul purpose, and we're ready to create our own version of paradise on earth. And I have another gift, which is called the Paradise Codes. And it's similar to what the codes are for helping somebody to embody their divinity, and it's for the earth. So it's helping with the bridge between the current reality, the current codes of the third dimensional earth and the paradise earth. And so I can download these codes into a property, and they can be transmitted and embodied. And then my husband, Casey, and I also host individuals and groups here on Kauai to come and receive a week-long full immersion into all these energies, because we know that that's the quickest way, is to fully immerse yourself in the energies that you want to embody. So, Molly, once we embody the paradise codes, then we can create our paradise anywhere, and we'll be able to contribute our unique soul gifts to the planetary restoration of paradise on Earth.
And so for those people listening today and right now, what is the most important place to start? What do we need to focus on first?
That would be detoxing the programming errors in the subconscious and clearing out our emotional field. So there's six core issues, and I call them like basic programming errors that we all have as humans, because we grew up in this world where separation consciousness has been pervasive. So it's actually in our subconscious programming. And even though there's really only six core issues, everyone expresses them or dramatizes them in their own unique way. So Greg Braden talks about this. He talks about the six false assumptions of science that have been recently proven wrong. And of course, those are in our education, in our religion, in, you know, in our programming. And he says that for the past 300 years, false scientific beliefs, this is a quote from his book, false scientific beliefs have portrayed us as insignificant beings that originated through a series of biological flukes, and then somehow we survived 5,000 years as powerless victims separate from the harsh world we find ourselves in. So these false beliefs have permeated every aspect of our society, and they are now the default programming in our subconscious minds. And Einstein says we can't find a solution from the same level of consciousness that created the problem. So that's why there's such an urgent feeling, a need, a drive to delete these programming errors now, because we won't be able to think of new thoughts or create something new from within the old programming that's still in our subconscious. So here's where we can do that mini workshop, and I can guide you through these six programming errors to see how they've been dramatized in your life. So get that paper and pen out, and I'll just guide you all through it.
Great.
So the first one has to do with the role of males and masculine energy in our world and how we relate to them. So you can write down in your piece of paper, male aspect. Now, just kind of feeling into this, it's I don't know if any of you have heard of Dr. Bruce Lipton, but he does a great job of explaining to us that in our first 7 years, everything that's in our environment is downloaded, unfiltered, into our subconscious. So if you think back and remember, who were the significant males in your life in those first 7 years? So your father, your brothers, were there any uncles around? Who was around in those first 7 years? Just remembering. And dropping down a little deeper into your emotional center. And notice what you feel like if, as I ask these questions. You don't have to write anything down yet, but just notice what you feel like, what these questions elicit emotionally. Was your father present physically, emotionally? Did you feel loved, honored, cherished, protected by your father? Did he tell you you were beautiful, smart, competent? Did he value your ideas? Did he encourage your dreams? Okay, now jot down some words or phrases that describe how you feel about yourself, how that inner child feels about itself based on the relationship with your father. Good. Now, here's the next question. What patterns did you download from your parents' relationship? So, as you observed them, what they said and what they did, what messages did you get from your mother about men. Can you trust them? Will they be there for you? And did your father trust your mother? What messages did you get about who you can trust in this world? Who can you trust? And do you trust yourself? What did you download about what men think about women? So now write down a few words, phrases about your attitude towards men and trust. So have you noticed repeating relationship patterns over the course of your life? Do you keep having that, like the same relationship over and over again, different faces, different places, but really the same pattern? Feel into that for a moment and then write down what is your predominant relationship pattern. Now, even if you're in a female body, you have a mind, which is a male expression of energy. So the mind likes to understand, it likes to analyze, it likes to figure things out, and it likes to know the outcome before things happen. It likes predictability. And it's the part of us that makes the plan and takes the action. And your mind relies on the five senses for data input. So reflect for a moment, how does your male mind trust your feminine heart, emotions, intuitions? And write down a few words or phrases about the relationship between your own heart and mind. Good. So here are just a few of the distortion patterns that arise from false male programming errors. So how many of these distortion patterns are you aware of at a conscious level? So write them down if you resonate with any of these. Abandonment. Betrayal, victimization, anger, rage, resentment, manipulation, deception, control. Enslavement. So now for the good news. After you detox your false programming about men and male energy, which is what we were touching on, you will replace distrust and defense and constriction and develop the ability to deeply discern truth and integrity in yourself and others. And with the negative memories and emotions from the past neutralized, you're going to be free to be in the present moment and respond consciously instead of having your buttons pushed and triggered into subconscious behavior. You're going to be able to be present, and that's what we've been hearing from all the spiritual teachers. Be present. Choose consciously. But we can't do that when the subconscious programs are playing. So you'll be able to do that and think new thoughts and make new decisions, new healthy decisions, and take new actions. And your inner female and your inner child will finally be able to trust your balanced, mature, healthy male on the inside. And get this, you will be able to attract, because now you will, your inner male will be healthy and balanced and in integrity. You will be able to attract men and male energy that is healthy and balanced and in integrity. So let's go on to the next programming error. So you can write on your paper, female aspect, of course. So the false beliefs about females and female expressions of energy. So with the inner male brought into that healthy balance, you're ready to heal and empower your inner female aspect. And even if you're in a male body, you still have an inner female, which is often associated with emotions and the right hemisphere of the brain. So that's intuition, creativity. So going back to remembering your early childhood, how did your parents deal with their emotions? Just remembering. Were you encouraged to express your emotions? What happened when you did? How safe was it to express your emotions? So go ahead and write down a few words or phrases about how safe that was. Now, in those first 7 years, you were naturally operating from the right hemisphere of the brain. The left hemisphere doesn't usually come online till you're about 7. So what that means is that's the part of the brain that receives information from everywhere. And so you download everything that's going on, even things that are not coming through the 5 senses, the subtle energies. It's also the part of your brain that deals with imagination and creativity. And you were probably intuitively drawn to nature and beauty. So feel into this. Was your imagination and creativity encouraged, celebrated? Were you encouraged to express and trust the subtle energies that you were perceiving, the unseen energies that weren't coming through the 5 senses? And what happened when you experienced something that nobody else could see or hear or perceive? So write down a few words about what you decided at that point about the feminine aspect and your intuition and your ability to perceive. So the good news on this one is when you detox your female programming errors, you will reactivate your feminine qualities of beauty, intuition, creativity, receptivity. So many of us give and give and give, and we don't allow ourselves to receive. And if we're not giving and receiving in balance, then we're stopping the flow. The feminine side of us has to do with flow and the perceptions of the unseen and the unknown. So all of that will get activated again. And you'll find yourself better able to hear and trust your intuition and express your emotions and creativity and open to the flow. And when your inner male and your inner female are finally healed and balanced and working together instead of against each other, your inner child will finally feel safe. So just feel into that for a moment, into your inner child. Does your inner child now feel safe to be in a body on this planet? So the next basic programming error that we all share is fear. So once your inner family is balanced and strong and working together, then you're going to be ready to face your fears. Now, fear is used to control behavior in families, schools, churches, business. And in our early childhood, these patterns were used. Fear was used to socialize you so that you would fit in and get along in the community. And all of these messages, these outside threats, things that were unsafe, things that you had to be careful of, went into your subconscious and became your inner voice. So write down, what is your number one fear? And feel into it for a moment. If that fear were gone, as well as the rest of your fears, if that fear was gone, what would you be able to do? What is it that you long to do that fear is stopping you? How would you be different if you were free from your fear? So one of my big fears, my biggest fear, was losing my husband, because I had been so programmed that getting married and having a husband was security. And when I got clear of that, the clarity came to me, the information came to me that my husband and I of 22 years had actually completed our soul contract. We had successfully completed it, and that it was time to move on. And so I was able to do that with grace and with ease and with confidence and courage when I cleared myself of that fear, and it went very gracefully. So, and then I was able to follow my guidance and create this whole new life that I have, and I was able to do what I came here to do, and I wasn't able to do that within the programming of my marriage at that time. So the next one is pain. You can write pain down on your sheet there, the next programming error. And wow, human suffering. There's so much pain in this world. And isn't it time that we transcend it, really? I mean, the good news is that the paradise reality that we're moving into, the frequencies in that reality vibrate so high that the chronic pain is just not even a part of it. And there is an easy and graceful way to transcend the pain and the chronic trauma and drama patterns that we have, because you can't take that with you into paradise. So we're going to have to let it go. The next programming error is guilt and judgment. So judgment is the mental part. So the mind judges, and then the emotion that follows that is guilt. And blame is another, that's the mental part of making that judgment and assigning blame. And then shame is the emotional response to that. So again, judgment and blame are devices used for manipulation and control. So guilt, judgment, self-denial, self-pity, shame all destroy our self-worth. And in those first 7 years, you download millions of little rules that you learn at home and at school, and you actually kind of record the voice of your parents and your teachers, and then these voices become internalized. And so as an adult, even though your parents aren't around all the time anymore, those voices have become internalized as your own inner critic. So how many of you have a strong, harsh inner critic? So the good news is there is a way to transform judgment and guilt patterns into radiant joy. How cool is that? So who's ready for some joy? And you know that joy particularly is important for starseeds, because we're here to download the high frequencies through our body into the earth, into the reality, and radiate them outward. So if that's part of your role in the mission, you really need to open yourself up in order to let those frequencies of joy flow through. And joy opens the vessel, opens the conduit, and allows flow. So here's the last one, lack. You can write that one down, lack, limitation, scarcity, separation. Again, these are unfortunately programmed into our consciousness from the moment we're born and reinforced continuously and through our schooling and our religions and our media. It's another core issue that we all share. And for starseeds who have bought into the programming that serving others and prosperity don't mix, that's been a big one to overcome. So starseeds seem to have almost an aversion to money because of this false programming. But again, in this reality that we're born into, money is the lubricant that makes things happen and gets things done. So the lack and limitation beliefs constrict the flow of everything. Life force energy, creative energy, intuition, messages from our star families, from our guides and teachers, and money. So we've got to open up that flow. And many of our starseed missions involve big new projects, creating something new to replace these old systems that are falling apart. So some of us really need to be able to open up and receive and flow vast amounts of money and resources through us to fulfill our soul missions. So starseeds, it's time to drop the aversion to money and allow it to flow. So I've touched on the six programming errors that everyone needs to detox from their subconscious. And this deprogramming is the necessary first steps if you want to be who you really are and do what you came here to do. And if you want to raise your vibration and align and evolve with Mother Earth as she restores our planet to the original paradise that as she was originally created. So I just want to do a real quick emotional detox just to release what might have come up today in looking at our past and looking at this programming. So this is not going to go deep into the subconscious, but it will clear out anything that's come to the surface so far. So
excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. taking a few full deep breaths and allowing yourself to just relax with every breath. And taking your attention into your heart space, into the center of your chest. And let's align with that highest aspect of you, your I am presence. So this is an activation of your I am presence. It'll activate some soul memory here. So you can repeat this after me. I am all that is. I am all that is. I am all that is. I am divine light. I am divine love. I am divine wisdom. I am divine power. I am the being of synthesis and fusion. I am that I am. And now that we have aligned and activated the I am within you, just feel that in your heart. It's like a divine spark is ignited. And breathing into that spark, like fanning the flame and allowing it to expand. And allowing it to fill your body. And with your imagination, create through your intention a sphere, like a big ball of energy that's going to be about 88 inches in all directions around you. It's a little over 7.5 feet. And this ball of energy is spinning at the frequency of compassion, divine compassion. and it creates a field of compassion around you. You're right in the center. And as it spins, it's going to cause everything that's in your emotional body right now, that's up on the surface, it's going to cause it to start vibrating faster. So any feelings that might have come up, emotions, each emotion has its own frequency, a speed at which it vibrates. So anger, fear, guilt, pain, they each have their own frequency. And this divine compassion vibrates so much faster, and it causes everything else to vibrate faster. Now, if you're visual, you might be able to perceive the energy inside this sphere. So your denser emotional energies might be cloudy, dark, but as they are spinned, they vibrate faster and faster. And we might even be able to perceive them moving through the color spectrum. So they clear up, they're not muddy anymore, and then they're bright red and vibrate faster and transforms into orange and faster yellow. Green, blue, purple, white. And now going into the next octave of color, it's beyond what the human eye can see, but going up to a pink violet. Ultraviolet, it's a pink ultraviolet, passionate compassion. And so all of that emotional energy that was vibrating slowly, that felt dense and heavy, is now vibrating at the rate it's been transformed into passionate compassion. And so just allow yourself to feel that, to perceive that change. And then we're going to give a command that is anchor, lock, and seal this passionate compassion into your field. And then repeat this also. Recalibrate, align, balance, and harmonize for graceful integration. Good. Okay, and now bring your awareness fully in your body. Be fully present and awake and aware, mentally aware and awake and present, so that we can complete this call. So thank you, Molly, for allowing me to share that.
Very powerful, Susanna. That was great. I could feel people really going into their own energy and moving so much subconscious programming. It's quite powerful. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now that just does the surface. It doesn't. That one didn't go into the subconscious and get into the programming. We do that in the emotional mental detox course, but I just wanted to give them a sample.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think the sample was like a main course on some levels. It was so good. So can you share with us then, you know, what is it like to be free from those toxic thoughts and emotions and subconscious programming? I mean, what's it like to be on the other side of that if people want to take this to the next level?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was able to create a whole new life. So I moved from Detroit, Michigan to paradise. I live in Hawaii, and I called in my wonderful sacred union partner, and, you know, we've been really living our version of paradise here. But I will share with you some of the testimonials that I've gotten from my clients. So one of the things that they often say, this is really fun for me to hear, is after doing this, they'll get together with their families. And, you know, for a family reunion or a holiday or whatever it is, and they notice that they're not getting triggered like they used to. The buttons that they're parents and their siblings used to push aren't working. And so they have this sense of detachment, and then they just kind of are enjoying that, and they kind of hang back and watch as everybody else does their program. You know, they just, and they're watching it with this whole new detached perception. And then there's this compassion that comes in because they remember how it felt to be programmed and to be triggered, but they're not anymore. But they see their siblings and their parents still being triggered, and so they have deep compassion for them and love, and yet that peace and confidence that they can choose now their responses, consciously choose their responses and respond from a place of compassion and grace. And then that starts to shift in a positive way all of their relationships. Let's see, here's one from Deborah. She was in my recent teleclass, and she said, her crown chakra opened up, her heart is open and full of joy, in fact, tears of joy, because I'm allowing things in that are so touching. Colors are brighter. I have a greater appreciation for life in general and a higher level of trust. I no longer feel that I need to control everything because I let go of the fear. And this has been such a huge, huge blessing for me. And here's one from a woman named Jean. She says, after detoxing my pain programming, I was able to release chronic pain immediately. It was a miracle. It's such an amazing gift. And here's one from Abby on guilt. She said, before the class, I had just ended my career and a long-term relationship, so I was in a lot of depression. My depression is completely gone now. And even more importantly, after doing the guilt detox, I feel like I'm 16 years old again. I have energy and vitality that I hadn't had for years. I trust in life more, and I'm not as attached to the outcomes. And when things don't work out the way I expect them to, it's easy for me to let go. And here's one more from Joe. He says, I've known my soul purpose for a long time, and I stopped myself from going for it because I feared failure and I worried that I'd be disappointed. But after the lack detox, opportunities started showing up that allowed me to gracefully step into my soul's purpose without any effort, and the resources started magically showing up to support me. So Molly, it just brings me so much joy to hear my clients report these high levels of inner peace, more harmony in relationships, expanded intuition and synchronicity, and ease in manifesting whatever they want and need. I feel so blessed to be able to do this work. I feel like it's like the best gig in the whole world.
Yes, Susanna, it's incredible. And to know that it's really helping people and supporting them in their life, with their energy and their relationships, on all these different levels of our lives that we want to be peaceful about and want to be in control of, and to just feel like I am making the best of my life. You know, I think that's what so many people really want. And that's what I love about this work that you're doing and how you're supporting it with others. I'm looking at the clock and we have about 15 minutes. And what I'd love to know a little bit more is how does your emotional mental detox program work for people? You've talked about a lot of it, but what else do they need to know about this, about the specifics?
Well, people who are really motivated have been able to let go of massive amounts of old programming and repressed emotions. So I use a simple, guided, systematic approach. There are 6 detox sessions to coincide with those 6 programming errors that I talked about earlier. And I'm offering it in a teleclass format because it's so important at this time to get this out to as many people as possible. So doing a lot of private sessions, I wouldn't have time to reach everybody. So this teleclass format really helps. So during the teleclass, we go through 1 session per week, and that gives you time to gracefully integrate the changes. And because when you change your programming on the inside, the outer world is going to shift in response. So giving yourself a week in between ensures you don't have too many changes too quickly, because that wouldn't be graceful. So the detox sessions are in this guided meditation style, and I kind of gave you a little bit of a taste of that. And I guide you to relax and take you to a place deep within where your programming resides. And I help you to access your creative, the I Am presence, which is your creator, your inner creator, and make the changes from that. And I give you the programming commands that will delete the old programming, and then I guide you to transform all that stored energy into pure love. So even for people who are not experienced or haven't felt successful with meditation or visualization, this still works for them because it's not the kind of meditation where you have to clear your mind. It's kind of a guided self-hypnosis. And even if you're not visual, the thing that really makes it work is the combination of getting you into the right consciousness, that creative consciousness and the right energy field, and the intentional command. That's what makes it work. So it works, Molly, for even people that can't visualize or meditate.
Oh, wonderful. That's really good to know, because it does, it's an energy. It's so much bigger than the visualization. So that's really good for people to understand. And I'm sure that there are people who are listening right now and who are motivated and they're excited and they just want to get going on this. And that's probably why they were drawn to this topic in the first place, because synchronicity works like this. You know, if you are listening and you feel a strong resonance with what Susanna is sharing and how this is speaking to you, you know, there could be something here that you're ready for, that your soul and your higher self is prompting you to work on. And Susanna, I know that, you know, you're so good at, you know, connecting with people all over the world. And what can people do right now if they want to, you know, go into this work more deeply and they're ready? What do you recommend?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am starting a teleclass later today. So if you can take quick action and get on board, you can join us today. And So there's a link, I believe, on the page for your Blog Talk Radio show that they can click
yes.
on.
Right.
And if you are not there, you can click into, you can type in, realitycrafting.com/CCC. Is that the link that I gave you, or was it emtdocs.com?
Yeah, it's CCC. So we made it simple. CCC.
Right.
Yes, and then
right,
people go
the,
right
the
to that page.
Excuse me, but I'm sorry, I'm forgetting which website. Is it realitycrafting.com or emdetox.com?
It's realitycrafting.com/CCC.
Okay, wonderful. So, yes, realitycrafting.com/CCC. And you can follow along with me to see what you get in this program, in this package. So the first thing you get is the Triple Flame Activation, and that's a guided meditation that everyone on this call should really have. It will help you clear your energy field and your meridian pathways. And we use that before every detox session to clear the meridian pathways. And that makes it clear for that old dense energy that's hidden and suppressed to move through the meridian pathways on its way out. And then the second one is the webinar format. I just want to talk about that for a minute. So you can get on the call and access it through the web. You'll be with me and a community of others who are also going through the process. And I'll guide you through the program, and I'll deliver the detox sessions live. So on your end of the phone, when I'm guiding you through, it's going to feel like it's just you and me one-on-one. But then you also have the ability to ask your questions and receive coaching support on your progress, and then you can benefit from hearing what others are going through as well and feel that sense of community and support others. So as we're now in that unity frequency, it's so important to do things together in community. And one of my gifts is really having the ability to tap into the group energy and customize the detoxes for the people who are there on the call. So it also gives structure and support for most of the people. I find 80% of the population really needs the structure and support of a class kind of format. Now, if you scroll down, you'll see on the page, you'll see the six false programming errors. So there's a session for each one. There's the Triple Flame Meditation. There's another meditation called Integration Meditation that helps you as in the week between when we're meeting to really integrate this new energy. And I have a package in there from my friend Crystal Hughes, who's another wonderful teacher, and she has gifted us with her emotional security system. And this is a video training on how to set healthy boundaries emotionally and energetically. So we're going to clear all the false boundary issues, the misinformation about boundary issues or the lack thereof, and then she's going to teach you how to set up healthy boundaries and how to maintain them and what to do about energy coming in that isn't yours or isn't wanted. Really good training. And then I have included my peace and relaxation meditations. So you can use these as we're going through the program to support you in that graceful transformation. And I have a one-year free membership to our online support network. So this is a social network, you know, similar to Facebook, but very private. And it's just only for people who are going through my programs. So you can connect with others and receive email support from me during the week in between, that, you know, during that 6 weeks that you're going through the program. So I'm also including the Radiant One activation, and that's an activation for your deep soul memory and who you really are. And this was the activation that really launched me on my soul purpose. And you'll get the powerful I Am activation. So that's, we did some of that today, and I have created a short animation so that you can visually see what the sacred geometry is of your I Am presence. And there's one more bonus from my friend Mark Romero. Now, Mark's music has been scientifically proven to neutralize EMF energy, so those electromagnetic frequencies that's coming from our Wi-Fis and the smart meters and the cell phones and all of that. You play his music into your space, and it neutralizes all of those energies so that they're not harmful to you. So I am starting this class today. It's at 5 o'clock Pacific time. And if you would still like to register for that, go ahead and do that. We can take your registration. And I know it's kind of short notice, so if you can't make it today, it will all be recorded, and you can catch up this week and then join us live next week and go forward with the group. And I also have the option there for the do-it-yourself kit, and that does not have the live teleclass support. That's for people who really know and have proven to themselves in the past that they have the discipline to move through a program on their own, and you would get the recordings, the studio recordings that I made of the EM Detox program. And I have a special price also that is active just for the next 2 days if you act now. So that expires on March 7th. So that's what I have for your group, Molly. And I really would welcome to have anyone and everyone who is ready for this in that call today.
Well, thank you, because there's a lot of generous bonuses in there. And you touched on an important point, which is that if people are listening to this after March 5th, they can still go to the website and still join, and they haven't missed anything, and they can just get caught up on where you're taking this group. I know that's important, because people listen to this at different times as it's convenient for them. So thank you for saying that, because that certainly opens it up to more people who are ready to do this work.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
And so, you know, we've gone through so much today, Susanna, and I just think this is so important what you're sharing, because people are ready and they're looking for a program or just a way to get ahead with their soul purpose. So are there any last words you'd like to express, anything else before we say goodbye on this show?
Yes. I just want to say, you know, that I'm feeling and looking out into our audience here, who's here now and the ones that will listen later, and I see you, and I see the beauty and the love light that you are, and it's time to be who you really are, and the world needs you to do what you came here to do. So So I am honored and privileged to support you in that, in giving the gift of you to the world.
Beautiful, wonderful message. Thank you. So everyone, if you want to look into this program, the Emotional Mental Detox Program, you can find the link either on the Blog Talk Radio show page for this episode that you're listening to, or you can find it by going to realitycrafting.com/CCC, or you can find it on consciouscoolchic.com, my website there. There's some links as well. And, you know, also check out Susanna's offerings on realitycrafting.com. She has more programs that she shares, as well as some really amazing spiritual retreats. And we've kind of run out of time on that, but I just want to let people know that you offer some great spiritual retreats if they're looking to travel and go on an adventure. So that's one more offering out there.
We have a few more spots left for our retreat here on Kauai in May.
And those details are on the website, right? Realitycrafting.com?
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay, wonderful. Well, time flew. It feels like the time didn't matter at all. And it was so lovely to hear your wisdom and to hear more about graceful transformation. So thank you, Susanna, for being here and connecting us with your gifts and with the Paradise Codes.
I am so grateful that you invited me. And I really... I'm grateful to you, Molly, for all that you do in awakening and supporting the consciousness of all of these beautiful beings of light. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad that we're all doing this together and that we have ways to connect with each other. It's so important to have the support and to know that there are others all over the planet who are doing this work right now and that we're all in this together. So thank you, Susanna. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You know, this could be an episode that you want to download and listen to again. So keep that in mind. And, of course, you can always come back and listen to it here online. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Next week's show is going to be about peace with relationship changes. I know that so many of you are going through relationship changes, and it certainly relates to what Susanna is offering. So come back and listen. And in the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. And take good care. Bye-bye. Namaste.